This weekend, one of the original restaurants at the Gateway Shopping Center in Salt Lake City will serve its last meal. Z Teja Southwestern Grill is closing Saturday. While there is a growing list of closures at the Gateway, one restaurant is opening this month that promises a new experience. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The restaurant is located on the southeast corner of the Gateway with an entrance on 400 West. It was formerly an Italian restaurant called Biagi's that shut down last year. But where some of the tables used to be, there's now a stage with a piano and upright bass. Ken Milo, former owner of Cucina Toscana, has a new vision.
It's patterned after a 1930s supper club. So we have a dining room that's centered around a large stage with live jazz music every night.
It will be called Dopo. In Italian, that means next. For Milo, the word is loaded with meaning. The food at Dopo is supposed to represent what happens next, after Italians migrated to different parts of the world in the first half of the 20th century. So a dish may have Italian origins, but have influences from Argentina, Brazil, Greece, Portugal, or North Africa. The consulting chef, Elio Scanu, has roots in both Italy and Venezuela. Dopo is also what's next for Ken Milo personally.
Frankly, we were not sure that we were going back into the restaurant business, but this space and with help from the owners of the mall made it possible. And so here we are going into business again.
Milo did not want to elaborate on the deal with the Gateway owners, but he said it was a favorable long-term lease that involved a generous tenant improvement budget. He says he's not deterred by other businesses leaving the Gateway.
This is a labor of love. I've dreamt of having a jazz venue, and I guess it's sort of a, if we build it, they will come experiment.
Dopo will be open for dinner 6 nights a week with live jazz every night, hosted and curated by musician Lloyd Doc Miller. Renovation is still underway. Milo says opening night should be sometime this month. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.